This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Court documents filed today by Attorney General Maura Healey claim a wealthy family behind the production of the painkiller OxyContin, quote, caused much of the opioid epidemic. In the onslaught of opioid lawsuits, Healey is the first to name the individual family members and detail ways they allegedly contributed to overdose deaths in Massachusetts and beyond. Joining us for more is WBUR's Martha Biebinger. And Martha, I saw you and some others in the newsroom reading over every line of these documents that were filed today.
We killed a lot of trees.
270 pages. What was in them?
Well, Lisa, what we're seeing here is really a flurry of emails, clips from speeches, notes from board meetings. With the launch of OxyContin, that's the painkiller that Purdue has really become famous for. You have Richard Sackler, who was then the vice president for sales, saying they will create a blizzard. You know, we will bury the competition in a blizzard of white as these pills go out across the country. And, of course, you have the attorney general saying, well, yeah, that blizzard has buried us now.
So the Sackler family was behind Purdue Pharma.
Yes, the three Sackler brothers started Purdue Pharma. There are eight family members named in the complaint that the attorney general filed this past summer. What we have today is really the substantial memo that details how these family members have contributed to the opioid epidemic.
So why is Massachusetts the first to sue individual Sackler family members, and how come this is important?
Well, the why now, Healey's office combed through hundreds of thousands of documents and may have been the first to claim that she can map a trail directly from the family members to opioid overdose deaths in Massachusetts. And as to why that's important, I asked Dr. Andrew Kolodny at the Heller School. He's at Brandeis. He says too often corporations settle lawsuits with a small fine, and then they go back to the same deceptive practices that they were doing. That's what we saw. That's what we see, Lisa, the AG alleging here. And Kolodny says that's got to stop.
Naming the people running the company, the family that owns the company, for the wrongdoing of Purdue Pharma is critical if we want to see more responsible corporate behavior in the future.
Lisa, Andrew Kolodny is also the executive director of Physicians for Responsible Opioid Prescribing. He's been an outspoken critic of Purdue Pharma. He and some other critics say it's time to consider criminal charges against Purdue and the Sacklers.
And the Sacklers as well. So individual culpability. Is the attorney general considering that?
She hasn't said yes or no. She said she's focused on getting restitution, meaning some relief, some money for families and the state. The lawsuit asks for hundreds of millions of dollars in repayment for state damages alone.
And Purdue is handling the PR for this. What does the company say?
They say that the complaint is irresponsible. They say that Healey is vilifying one company that's just a small part of the industry. They say she's cherry-picked the records to make her case and that she should be spending her time focused on addressing the opioid epidemic and not this false distortion of their record.
There is a lot more in the complaint about doctors who overprescribed and Boston hospitals that have taken money from Purdue and the 671 residents who allegedly died from an addiction that started with a prescription for Purdue opioid. So what happens next?
Well, for our part, Lisa, we're going to dig into some of the sources that the Attorney General has presented. There are some maps in here, for example, that highlight the places where Purdue expanded its sales workforce. And in many cases, they overlap with some of what we think of as hotspots in the opioid epidemic in Massachusetts. As far as what's next in terms of the court matter, there'll be a conference next week, a status conference, a court hearing. And we will see what happens from there.
What do you make of what you read today, just very briefly?
It paints a very interesting picture of the Sackler family and their role. And we didn't really know that in detail before. And I think it will take a lot more digging to figure out exactly who was responsible for this drug that many people think started the opioid epidemic.
WBUR's Martha Biebinger, thank you.
Thank you.